connection with Chamit Tveria, and the Ramos sticks in the Ein Magilim B'Shum Mashke Rak B'Mayim. You can't cash it with any liquid other than water. Me B'Dievid Mahani Hagol B'Chum Mashke, but B'Dievid you could use any Mashke, even if it's not water. And then the Ramos sticks in a related din, which is a Magal Harbi Kalim B'Yera. If you cash a lot of Kalim in one pot, Ad Shem Yeroi Pleitas HaKalim, not so mine kids here, that if could so many pleitas come out of it that the water gets thick, like a tzir, like all those blades are coming out. So you can't use that water anymore because then that water is not plain water anymore. Just like at the beginning of the din, he said that you can only kash it with plain water. So too, if all the blades come out, change the appearance of the water, then you can't kash it with that water, which is a halacha that I suspect we will never have. I remember there was once a person who kashered, and they would find when they kashered a certain tank, they always had these white things floating around in the water, and for the life of them, they could not figure out what it was. They cleaned it, scrubbed it, perfectly clean. You know, everybody thought that, hey, if this stuff was in it, must not be clean, but for the life of them, they could not figure out what it was. They had all kinds of theories about water and scale, and all kinds of theories about what was going on, but no one ever got to the bottom of it. Okay, let's go to what the Rambam really said. Okay, this...
The hammer, I guess, but you kashered some wooden things.
This was some wood. Oh, I mean, if you would have this thing, that things would be left.
I could have metal camera clean. It's not coming out, but it's just right. Other types of
things. Right, okay. Well, of course, I mean, you say it's not clean, but of course, really there are bleeds coming out, and the bleeds are going to cloud the door. That's what I'm almost talking about, right? So whatever that means, who knows? Okay, our din, this whole din, is based on what I think we've talked about this before. I think is the most simple or most fundamental question there is about Hagol's kiln, which is, if you kasher a cleat, the bleeds come out. Well, if the blades come out, they should turn around and go right back into the kli. Okay, that's the simplest, the most fundamental question we have about Hagol's kiln. And we know we have all kinds of answers, but each one of them has their weakness to it. The answer that we use the best is we say, okay, well, kasher and say the binyomi. Okay, which is a fine answer, because it lets you kasher, and the water is not trave. But of course, it doesn't explain the din, because mid-daraisa, kiln that ain't binyomi, don't have to be kashered altogether. So it can't be that you only can kasher things in their ain't ben yomer because midaraisa, that makes no sense. So the din, that doesn't explain the din. That helps us work with the din. That doesn't explain the din. And the other big answer, which is that the shishim in the water connected the blades that come out, means that you can only kasher kalim that are small. You can't kasher big kalim. Once the kalim gets too big, you have nothing. You can't put it into a pot that shishim connected. Or you can't kasher 100 pieces of silverware at once. Okay, so you run out of. It makes it difficult to kasher, which is a dachik, because the Torah, you know, you just get the impression, you just kasher little things, you don't get the impression that there's these restrictions on it. It should say something like that, okay? The only way sort of to get out of that is to say is that this that we say that the kli has a blia connected its full thickness, to have a knife, I assume that the full thickness of the knife has a blia, that's a chumrah. It's because we don't know how much blia came out. Maybe Moshe Rabbeinu knew how much blia came out of it, so for him it was easy to have shishim connect. Okay, good. And there are other answers that we don't really like, or that have their own chukim, like we say, is you have to put the blia in for just the amount of time until the blia comes out, or you have to have the water boiling at a full boil the whole time. What kinds of answers are there? Okay, so the Ramban answers this kasha with a completely different answer. And the Ramban's answer is like this. He says that water and other liquids have exactly the opposite properties of one another. Water draws bleas out of a kli, but doesn't put bleas into a kli. And other liquids put bleas into a kli, but don't take bleas out of a kli. Okay, water and liquids have completely opposite properties of each other. So when I kasher up, when I cook up a pot with apple juice, a pot of soup, so those bleas go from the chicken into the kli. When I want to kasher that kli, I kasher it with water. The bleas of the chicken soup come out of the kli into the water, but those bleas do not go back into the kli. They can't go back in. So you can kasher with
Benjamin. Chicken soup is ice water.
What?
Chicken soup is ice. It's no longer water.
We'll get to, that's a kasher. Regular, 1 second for that question. But I'm going to say what he says first. Okay? What he says is that when the blea, I was trying to not give an example. When if I cooked up trefa tomato sauce, okay, the blea goes in.
You don't usually have type of water. The
blea goes in. No, but the point is that you do have shave water. When you kasher a kli, the water is clean. The Ramban says the bleas that come get absorbed into the water, but those bleas cannot turn around and go back into the kli. Those bleas that were drawn into the water.
Why can't those bleas go back in?
Because water only draws bleas out. Water doesn't push
but
bleas
not
in.
Water. That's chicken soup bleas.
Hold that question for a second. Before we get to the details, just the theory of what he's answering is, Hagola water draws bleeds out and can't push it back in. And other liquids can push things in, but they can't pull them out. Okay, so the two things are complete opposites of each other. And the Mela, you could catch them, because big deal. Technically, you stick it into the water, the bleeds will go into the water, they never turn around and come back in. That's what the Ramban, that's what he says. Okay? So, now, the Ramban has rice, we're going to mention one of them in a second. He has, aside from the, he's not just saying the same answer, the kasha, he has some rice to it, that water and liquids have different properties from one another. Okay? So the Rajva, in the Taurus Bias and in the Tshuva, says that he went to the Ramban, and if I remember correctly, the words are ha'asti panai, to ask kashas to the Ramban about the Shita. Okay, he went to the Ramban and he asked him a whole bunch of questions. Okay, we're going to mention a couple of them that he asked. I believe that the Raj was the Talmud of the Ramban, but the way it's written makes it sound like the Ramban was much older than he was. And he was asking, like, you know, like as in he was like a 20-year-old asking the Rosh Yeshiva a question. You know? That's the impression you get. Okay, anyhow, so he asked the Ramban, he says, according to you, if I cook a piece of nevela in a pot, if I make chicken soup, he says, why doesn't the pot stay kosher? Because the bleah has to go through the water to get into the kli. Water can't put bleahs into the kli. You're telling me water, bleahs, things that are in water don't get into the kli. So here I'm cooking chicken soup with a tray of chicken. So the bleah from the chicken goes into the water. You're telling me water, bleahs can't get from water into a kli. So the Ramban said, no, because there, the water can't put bleahs in, but the chicken goes from itself, so to speak, through the water and right into the kli itself. So the nevela from the chicken goes right, nevela straight from chicken into the kli, and the water doesn't have anything to do with it. It goes like straight. So the Rajva said, good. So then you missed your whole point, because you're saying when you do hagola, the bleah comes out. So the bleah comes out, and the bleah will go itself back into the kli. If you say there could be such a thing, that the bleah can like make its way without the water and get into the kli, so the bleah that comes out of the kli is no different than the bleah that comes out of the chicken. What's the difference? So to that, the Ramban said back to him that there's a difference, that the bleah that comes out of a kli is weaker, and sort of like we say, he didn't use these words, but like we say, nakbarna, the bleah that comes out of a kli is weaker than a regular bleah, so it becomes part of water, and water can't push bleahs back in. But the bleah that comes out of the actual chicken itself, that's a stronger bleah, and it could make its way right into the kli without having to sort of deal with the water. That's what Ramban and Rajva had a back and forth. If I remember, in one of the places, in the Tshuva, the Rajva said that the Ramban didn't have an answer to the question. Okay, like he was just like left like with that question. Okay, but in the Taurus Bias, he says this is what the Ramban, they went back and forth about this. Okay, now, Chayra, there should be an opposite question also, which he doesn't say. Maybe I'm missing something here. I don't know if this point is crucial, but there's an opposite question. What happens if I cook tomato sauce, cook tomato sauce in a trefa pot? If liquids other than water don't draw bleas out of a kli, so my tomato sauce should stay kosher. Because if other sharmash can only push bleas in, and water can only push bleas out, so when I cook my tomato sauce in a tray for pot, why don't I say that it stays kosher? Because it doesn't bring any bleas out. Because if I cook chicken soup in the tray for pot, so then the water will take bleas in, so it'll absorb bleas. But what happens if I cook something that doesn't have water? I cook a piece of meat on there. If you said tray for clean, I just put something else on there. So the Ramban is saying, he said sharmash, I shouldn't say piece of meat. He said sharmash. So if I put tomato sauce into there, if I put apple juice into the kli, so why don't I say it can't throw the bleas out?
The ikkar question that Ramban has to answer is, why does hagola work?
Correct.
Okay, the other things can't draw it out.
What's the problem?
So, I mean, I'm not even sure why he has to...
Why does he have to say that?
Yeah.
So in Chesed, it has to do with his diukim from... I'm not sure. You're right. That part, that's what I'm saying. It's not crucial that for what we're saying. The Ramban does say, I don't remember how it fits in Cheshvan. You're saying is that it's the important parts here that Sharmashim can push bleas in, Hagola water can take bleas out, water can't put bleas in. The fact that Sharmashim can't take bleas out, that's not so crucial. Okay, I'm going to mention to you a riot in a second, from which the Ramban has a riot. As part of the whole Cheshvan, it's not needed, but it's part of his riots. Okay.
Besides that, to answer your question, the Chayra, all he means to say is that Ashar Mashkim don't have the Kleach to Vadai take everything out.
Okay.
Kleach of Hagola to take everything out, but it could,
So it's not a Vadai. It's a possibility. Maybe it does. You can't be confident that it's going to, but it might be that it's going to. Okay, fine. Okay. Now, the Ramban asked the Rajva, he said to him, he says, well, if you tell me that we mentioned this question. If you tell me that you always need shishim in the water, can I get the kli? He said, how did they kasher klein bidyon? He says, maybe they were big kelim klein bidyon. So how would they kasher those kelim? And so the Ramban is answering that question. And he asked Rashi another question. He said to me, and also he said,
what's his question?
How did they kasher big kelim? If you have to have shishim kenegdoi,
that means the Ramban is the Rashi.
He is back to the Rashi. He says, so if your pot is this big, you have to have a pot that's even bigger than it to kasher it in, which doesn't. It's not. I mean, eventually the kli gets too big. It doesn't work. I mean, you can't get another kli that's bigger, like big enough to be shishim kenegdoi. And he says, and also he says, how do you know? How did the yid know that the goyim had never used their pots to cook up water that had been used for avodah zarah? Avodah zarah is not part of the shishim. So how did they know that they never used it? What? That avodah zarah is not the shishim? Okay, that's a good point. Okay, that's a good point. They're about to answer the kasha. He said, how did they know they didn't use things like that? So, okay, it's a good question. So, I don't know. So, anyhow, so the Rashba said to the first kasha, he said, maybe they didn't kasha be killed. Tata, maybe they didn't kasha. Now, for us, we'd be like, how could they not kasha them? The truth is, on the rice level, it's not such a big deal. It's just until tomorrow, right? This kli, he can't kasha. What do we say?
Kasha,
because they turned down the chalak. Right, okay, fine. Okay, so the Rashba says, no, so they didn't kasha those kelim. He doesn't say this, but I'm saying, so they wait till tomorrow, like, big deal, like, you know, it's about to be, like, we tell people you can't kasha, throw it out. They said, can't kasha, wait till tomorrow, okay. And the other thing he says is, you don't have to be choshish for things that they use it for water that was up, but Zara is already, like, far-fetched. Don't worry about it. Okay, now, the Ramban brings a riot to his way of looking at things. And this has to do with what you said, Jesse, which is, the Gemara says that there's the pasuk, before the Gemara, there's a pasuk that says that there's a mitzvah of mariko shtifa. When you use a kli for the pasuk talking about a chatas, and the Gemara talks about the other kavanos. So let's say for a chatas, you use a kli for a chatas. Chatas has to be in had l'yom v'layla. So when the yom v'layla ends, it becomes noiser. So now you have blias of noiser inside of your kli that you had used to cook up the chatas. So the Torah says that if you have such a kli, umorak v'shutak b'mayim. Okay, you have to do something. You have to do what we call mariko shtifa to the kli. Okay, and so machlekas there in the Gemara and Zvachim as to what mariko shtifa means. Okay, but the Gemara says that the pasuk it's really a Torah's koinim that says umorak v'shutaf b'mayim, and b'mayim teaches us that you have to do mariko shtifa with mayim, but you can't do mariko shtifa with wine. And the Gemara says b'mayim I feel you can't even use b'mosuk. I mean, even if you take wine and you water it down. The way they used to drink it. You have water down on you, which is mainly water, right? The thing that you've done is mainly water. You still can't use that from Riku Shtifa. You have to use Mamish Mayim. Umayu Pashuta. Bamayim, only Bamayim, no other liquids. You can't use other things. Even Mazuk, the Gemara says, even water down wine. Okay. So the Ramban says, you see from here, that other liquids cannot be used for Hagala. Water and other liquids are different from each other. Water draws Blias out, and other things do not. Okay, he's with an assumption that Mariko Shifa is to take out the blias. He says, so the other liquids don't take it out. That's what he brought as a riot to his Shifa. And to which, the Rashba says, do you think that's a riot to you? It's a riot to me. He says, because if you look at the Gemara says, Umarik Vashutaf Bamayim, that by touching, by this din of Mariko Shifa, it's a special din, that you have to do Bamayim and not other Mashkin. The Gemara says the fairies, but if you have other blias like truma, other blias that are in the kli that have to be kashrus from, then there's no din of b'mayim. The din of b'mayim is special for chatas or karbonis, but for other din of it doesn't apply. So he says, "Pumfaket." The Gemara is saying that you can use shar mashkin to do akal, but you're telling me the Gemara says not to, and he says, "No, faket, it's right, not like that." And the Ramban's answer to that kasha, the Ramban, when the Rashba doesn't bring an answer for the Ramban to that kasha, okay? But in the Sefer of the Ramban himself in Chulin says that. He gives an answer, which I don't know what it means. I mean, because it doesn't read in our Gemara, an answer about how that line is the Gemara's own coin. Abaye, and we hold like Rava and Lachaira, the way we have our Gemara. Unless I'm missing something, I am missing something because the Gemara sure seems to be saying that in Rava, not in Abaye. The Ramban says it's only Abaye, not in Rava. Okay. So anyhow, so we have this machlokes, the Ramban and the Rashba. The Ramban says Hagala can only be done with water, not with any other mashkin, not even diluted of other liquids. And the Rashba says that you could do Hagala with all kinds of liquids, okay? As you can imagine, the Shesha brings both theas, and the Mechaber says nothing about it. Okay? The Mechaber is completely silent about this thing because he passes like the Rashba, you can do Hagol with any mashkin that you want to. So he doesn't even mention the whole thing altogether. The Mechaber brings the other din about Chami Tveria, which is from an Orchus Chaim, But this din that he brought, which has to do with whether he could do Shar Mashkin, he doesn't mention it. It's completely not in the Mechaber. The Ramah says the Ikar din is like the Ramban. I'm sorry, it's like the Rajba that you can kasher with Shar Mashkin. But we're machmir for the sheet of the Ramban to say that you can't kasher with Shar Mashkin. Okay. Now you have to just remember that the Ramah is saying a chumra to be machmir for the Ramban, but the Ramban's main point was not a chumra. The Ramban's main point was a kula. The Ramban was trying to say you could kasher kli, which is ben yoimoy, without shishim, without anything. Any kli you want, you can kasher because the hagolah water takes the bleeds in and doesn't give them back. The Ramban really meant the kula. Okay, so no one's dreaming of saying like the kula. I mean, we've seen it enough times. No one's dreaming of saying like the kula of the Ramban. We're only saying the chumra. It should be choshesh and not be kasher shamash. Okay, now the Ramban says that you could only be samech on hagolah b'shar mashkin b'di'evin. Okay, that's what he says. Miu b'di'evin mahani hagolah b'chol mashkin. Okay, what does it mean when he says that it's b'di'evin? You could be samech on. What does that mean b'di'evin? So the Prima Gadim has two cases. One is simple. You already made food on it. You kasher the pot with shar mashkin, and then you made food on it. And again, another example is that you kasher the pot before Pesach with shar mashkin. On Pesach, you realize that you made a mistake. You did use shar mashkin. So he says, so now on Pesach, you're not allowed to kasher. You're not allowed to do hagol. Actually, you're not allowed to do hagol on Pesach. So since you can't do hagol on Pesach, so that's b'di'evit, and that you can't, you're stuck. You have no choices for making a new hagol. So that's also considered b'di'evit, and you could use the pot for the rest of Pesach. I mean, you could use the pot l'chatchila for the rest of Pesach. Okay? Another example is, but the regular rule we say is shas al chak b'di'evit dami. Okay? And that's a Rukveger who says in a tshuva that you could do shas al-chak k'diyev dami for this also. Okay, but just to contrast what it means shas al-chak k'diyev for this din, is Rukveger's case is, the case that he's talking about, that he says, yeah, you could do shas al-chak k'diyev, is Yidden, I don't exactly got the story, but they were locked in someplace, and they had, the only pot that they had was a treifa pot, and they had no water, they only had milk, and they were locked in overnight. So then they said shas al-chak k'diyev, they kashered with milk, and then they use the pot to cook some milk. Okay, then they use the pot to cook something else. Okay, so that's his example. He says, yeah, Taka, that was good that you did that, because that was Shas of Taka, the ever dummy. Rabbi Trigger was not locked up, but they wrote him afterwards asking whether they thought it was a good idea. Okay, to contrast that, Rabbi Shachter likes to show, it's not exactly talking about this case, but it's almost, that Dain Weiss, the Minchas Yitzchak, Dain Weiss says the people who want to have power of ice cream that they can eat at a fleishig meal is not considered shas al chak k'diyevet dami. Okay, if you think that it's so important that we should have ice cream that's power, that's not considered shas al chak. He's not exactly talking about our case, but Rabbi Shechter likes to mention it. When he's not exactly talking about hagol b'shar mashkin. Whatever he's talking about, a similar kind of a thing. But he says that's not considered shas al chak k'diyevet. Shas al chak to have power of ice cream, that's not shas al chak.
That power of ice cream refers to matlo hagol.
Okay, so you don't have to, but, okay. Then it might be with the chatzilah, yeah, but okay. He's talking about whether you should do that as a hagol. Okay, Rabbi first doesn't say you should, hashkocha should do that. He's talking about whether the consumers can eat it. Okay, anyway. Okay, now, also, it's also worth noting, this is not a case of b'diyev, but Ramosha says that if you have a case where it's only a suffix if issur was made on the kli, so then Ramosha says you could also do hagol b'shar mashkin l'chatchila. The whole thing to not use hagol b'shar mashkin is chumra. Make menadin, you're allowed to do shar mashkin. So Ramosha says that if it's only a suffix, if the kli was traded in the first place, you could do hagol b'shar mashkin. Okay. Now, another thing that we saw, which is not related to us, is that milu v'iruri, this din is about hagol. Milu v'iruri, we saw you can do b'shar mashkin. People didn't argue about that. We talked about once before that you could do milu v'iruri b'shar mashkin on the condition that you don't use the same type of mashka that the bleed went in with. The bleed went in with alcohol, don't use alcohol. When with vinegar, don't use vinegar. That's what we had once before from Rishach. Okay. Now, last thing we have to do is, what are shar mashkin? Okay, well, we know water is not shar mashkin. What else? So we saw that so-called wine, and wine diluted with water and milk were examples we saw of shar mashkin. The Mishbura says that also, if you have water mixed with soap, that's also considered shar mashkin. Okay, that doesn't say in the Ramah. That's water mixes. So the Ramah stuck in another case. If you have bleeds coming out of a kli till it clouds up or does something to the water, that's also shar mashkin. And the Mishnah Berurah says that if you have water mixed with soap, that's also considered shar mashkin. And we mentioned a few weeks ago that contemporary person has said that if the soap that you mix in doesn't change the color of the water, or doesn't change the texture of the water, it means it just plain looks like plain clear water, and there's no noticeable difference, there are many people who have said that that's not considered Shah Mashkin, which is very negated to us. It happens to be not what Dayan Weiss is talking about, because he says they're talking about putting cost again. And however, when you put in cost, like, maybe I don't think that it changes the color and the texture. Or just looks like plain water. They put in such a small amount. Or you put in districts for sure. Small, these kind of things, in the small amount is able to be, has effect, which negated to us for makes it less time of gum. But L'chari doesn't change the color of the water. So the Mishabura's water with soap, I don't know exactly what kind of soap he had, but his soap was more like you think of like washing dishes kind of soap, that it gets all bubbly or colorful or thicker. Okay, now, there's another thing. So the last thing we have to do is that Moshe brings, in a different shiva, brings that the Ran, who's talking about this din, he's talking about the Rajban and the Ramban, and he says, maybe the Machlokes, the Ramban and the Rajban, is dafka by yayin and water mixed with water, yayin, mosog, maybe milk, certain kinds of things like that. He says, but if you would have, his examples are, I shouldn't say milk, I spoke too quickly. He says, okay, shemen, shuman, or cholov, then maybe even the Rajba would agree that you can't use that. And maybe the Ramban and the Rajba are only arguing about liquids that I'm making up a word, that they're thinner, that they're less viscous, like wine, that's more watery, and that's the Machlokes, so those things could be used or not. He says, but maybe the Rajba would be moida that you can't use thicker liquids, like oil or fat, those are the same thicker, and he uses cholov also. He's saying cholov because it has to do with the Gemara there. Okay, in cholov, it has to do with cholov. So he says also, maybe those cannot be, maybe the Rashi would be moita. That's what the Ran mentions such a thing. And then he says this, maybe, I have to rephrase it, maybe shemen and shuman and cholov are worse than wine, and maybe the Rashi is moita by shemen and cholov that you can't use a fragol. Okay, and he doesn't. Maybe the Rashba is moida to the Ramban that shemen and cholov can't be used for gold.
Oh,
the Ramban says you can't use even more. Maybe he's moida that shemen and cholov you can't use for also. So Moshe is in the day, how come he doesn't say shuman? But he repeats it. He doesn't say shuman. He says shemen and cholov. At the beginning he said shemen, shuman, and cholov. And at the end he says shemen and cholov. So Moshe says this because maybe the whole... We don't even pass on it like this round. Because the Ramban says you can use any mashka. He doesn't say only certain ones and not other ones. Completely any mashka is mutter b'dieved. He says, but maybe everyone agrees that something that's not liquid at room temperature, like shuman, animal fat, which is not liquid at room temperature, everyone agrees, not what the Ran says, maybe the Rajba is made by thicker liquid, like oil. But Ramosha is saying, and even though we don't pass like that Rajba, we don't pass like that Ran, maybe everyone is moida, that if you have something that's not a liquid at room temperature, that can't be used for agol, because agol has to do with a mashke. The Ramah is even saying, you could mahani b'chol mashke, and if you have animal fat's not a mashke, it's temporarily a mashke because you're trying to agol with it, but it's not really a mashke, and therefore Ramosha says, he's talking about doing agol with margin, okay, which in the way he's doing the agol, it's liquefied margin, okay, it's not margin when you're doing agol, at 212 degrees, it's not margin. Okay, so Ramosha says that you cannot use a liquid, which is happens to be a liquid now, but it's really a solid room temperature, you can't use that for alcohol. It's not even Sharmashim. Okay, it's even lower than Sharmashim, doesn't work with the evidence, doesn't work according to the Machaber, doesn't work anything. Okay. And I'm not sure why Quentin doesn't no one mentions this thing, but that's Ramosha says you can't do that. Okay. So that's most famous. Most people don't try to catch with margin, okay? But it's most famous in catching chocolate companies. Okay, that chocolate companies don't want to have water on their equipment, particularly in the countries they don't have water. So people want a kasher with cocoa butter or with cocoa liquor or chocolate or whatever. They use some other kind of liquid, chocolate liquid product, and they want a kasher with that. So one question is that a sharmashkin. So the first time it was that a sharmashkin, and this is where Rabbi Shechter would say is, and it's not a shasal kaka the other dummy for people to have power for chocolate. So the chocolate will be milk. So why is that? That he doesn't consider that shasal kaka the other dummy.
Right.
So it means he doesn't consider that either to be either. You have other children. No, not that he doesn't take halakim seriously. Right? He doesn't, you know. But also, but his other tainus, he says, then you could argue about that, whether it is or is not a shasal kach. You could argue about that. He says, but chokah, this of course, is a solid at room temperature. He says, so you can't do hagol with it because, not just because of shamashim, because it's not a mashk altogether. So you can't do hagol with that thing.
I'm trying to picture this. The kashin with chocolate. Are they cleaning out the thing to get down to the bottom,
yeah,
the metal of the candy, and then putting in chocolate? If they're doing all that, it's not so far off that from using water.
Okay, so, and the answer is,
I don't believe
you're right, and you're right. You're right as it follows. The, Iker complaints that they have it using water is in the conscious. And they're not talking about like the depositors and like later on equipment. That they'll clean and they'll catch it with water. The problem is more in the more like, you know, further back up the line of the system. Mm-hmm. And those, it turns out that their hakpata is not that the kalim can't be touched with water. It's not like they're gonna rust if they touch them with water. The hakpata is that if even the tiniest amount of water gets into the chocolate, it ruins the chocolate. Okay, the problem is you can do whatever you want to put water in. The problem is, but there's going to be water left over. So really, it's not that you can't kosher it. It's just that if you kosher it, you're going to have to put a lot of effort and a lot of time into drying the thing out. So you have to spend a week afterwards scrubbing it with a paper towel to get it dry. Okay, it's not that the keli can't handle water that you say, oh gosh, I have to do something else. It's that the keli can handle water, just the chocolate can't handle water. So you have to be make tremendous efforts to get the water out afterwards. I'm not trying to make light of those efforts, but the efforts mean is that it's a matter of, in order to become parif, there is a way to do it. It's not impossible. There is a way to do it. It just takes a long time. And there were companies who actually did it, okay, who went through the effort and made themselves parif aligned by doing this, but not using new equipment, by catching it with water and then just waiting it out. You're just cleaning it and drying it and air drying it and paper towels or whatever they had to do to get the thing clean. Okay?
I don't see how you're addressing my question.
So you're saying
those that want to be make use chocolate.
Right, so this equipment, things like conscious don't get dirty. They are clean. I shouldn't say they don't get dirty. They run all the time. Okay, but they can be clean. That's not is not the clean. You heat it up and you can get clean. It's not like the later equipment that is dirty, like, you know, 12 years worth of chocolate. Mm-hmm. These stuff are clean. They're when you look at it, they always run at hot, warm or hot temperatures, and they're clean. They don't get to have deposits on them. The shadows with the water, they don't want to put water on it, not because they can't get it clean, because they don't want to have water left, and you, in fact, there is a way to get around it, okay? And one more case, this is not as straightforward, as Rabbi Shachter also said, a person wanted to catch it with tomato paste, okay? Rabbi Shachter also thought that the same kind of thing, now that's not a solid at room temperature, I mean, it's not anything, he just didn't think it was a mash altogether, tomato paste, not tomato juice, even though it says in the Jew, tomato juice. I went back to him and showed it to him, and he said, no, he meant it should say tomato paste. Okay, it says tomato paste is not a liquid. Okay, he said, that's not a liquid, it's not a mashke, it's a fruit. Okay, so you're trying to kash it with the fruit. What Moshe is saying is you can't kash it with something that's a solid room temperature, but today is a liquid. Okay, but tomato paste is not a liquid altogether, just food, just ground up tomatoes. So he also held that that's not considered even Sharmashkin, say that, but yeah, but you say if you catch it with Sharmashkin.